for standing by. Welcome to the NCAA Division I Committee on Infractions press conference. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be given at that time. Should you require assistance during the call, please press star, then zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Emily Jane. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Welcome to today's press call to discuss the NCAA Division I Committee on Infractions decision regarding Weber State University. Members of the media, you should have received the link to both the press release and the public report, which contains the details of this case. This information can also be found online at ncaa.org. The Committee on Infractions is an independent group comprised of representatives across NCAA membership and the public. The members of the committee who reviewed this case include Carol Cartwright, President of Kent State University, Thomas Hill, Senior Vice President for Student Affairs at Iowa State University, Roscoe Howard, Attorney, Greg Sankey, Executive Associate Commissioner and Chief Operating Officer for the Southeastern Conference, Sankar Suryanarayan, University Counsel at Princeton University, and Rodney Epoff, Chief Hearing Officer and Law Professor at the University of Missouri, Columbia. Rodney Epoff will now discuss the findings and decisions of the Infractions Committee. Following his comments, he will take questions.
Thank you, Emily. The Committee on Infractions decision details the findings and penalties in this case. Our comments today are designed to address your questions. However, the report stands on its own merits. This case revolves around a Weber State math instructor who violated NCAA ethical conduct rules when she completed coursework for five football student-athletes. During the investigation, student-athletes said they received hints about the proper approach, formulas, or improper help with quiz and test answers. The math instructor admitted that during the spring 2013 semester, five student-athletes gave her their usernames and passwords. She then used that information to log in to their online math courses to complete tests, quizzes, and exams for the five student-athletes. At the conclusion of the semester, adjunct instructor in one of the math classes noticed a student-athlete completed six quizzes and a final exam in less than 1 hour, and an uncharacteristic pattern for that student. Her observation led to a full review of the departmental math program and the discovery that the instructor provided improper assistance to other student-athletes. Weber State charged the five student-athletes with academic dishonesty, and ultimately they received failing grades for the course. Although alleged by enforcement staff, the panel determined that the school did not fail to monitor the academic coursework of student-athletes because the compliance system they had detected the violations in a reasonable time and the school quickly took action. Penalties and corrective measures include a public reprimand and censure, 3 years of probation from November 19, 2014 through November 18, 2017, a fine of $5,000 plus 2% of the school's football program operating budget, a reduction of 9 football equivalency scholarships, a 5-year show cause order for the math instructor. During that period, if the instructor works for a member school and has responsibilities in its athletics department, the school must appear before a committee panel. The public decision contains additional details. That concludes my opening remarks.
Zachary, can you please explain how reporters can indicate they would like to ask a question?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. You'll hear an acknowledgement tone indicating you've been placed in queue, and you may remove yourself from queue at any time by pressing the pound key. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1 at this time. And our first question comes from Peter Samore with KSI Radio, Salt Lake City. Please go ahead.
Yes, had the team, or rather the university, not come forward, and this had been discovered in some other means, would the penalties have been more severe according to NCAA guidelines?
Yes, the school was credited with promptly detecting and coming forward with the information as required by the membership. So, yes, that is a factor that worked in Weber State's favor.
Do we have any names of these student athletes? Were they all football players? And this math instructor, we have a name for her as well?
Well, we're not permitted to release the name. They were five student athletes, and those five student athletes were football players, but we cannot name those players, nor can we provide the name of the math instructor.
How long did it take for these infractions to come to light? I know the looks like this was happened in the spring of 2013. When did the NCAA first get word of this report from Weber State?
We got word in June of 2013, so I believe that first indication was in April of 2013. The school self-reported to the NCAA staff in May 14th of 2013, and so things moved rather quickly after that.
If there are any other questions, please press star 1. And at this time, there are no further questions.
Seeing no other questions, thank you again for joining us today. This concludes our comments. A recording of this teleconference will be available in the near future on the NCAA website at ncaa.org.